The US moves a step closer to banning all imports from China's Xinjiang region over alleged human rights abuses. Live from London, this is the Marketplace Morning Report from the BBC World Service. I'm Leisha Chi Santarelli in for Victoria Craig. Good morning. Well, it looks like tensions are set to ratchet up further between the US and China. The House of Representatives almost unanimously agreed to restrict all imports from Xinjiang unless it can be proven that forced labor of the Uyghur Muslim minority was not used in the supply chain. The vote comes shortly after the White House announced a diplomatic boycott of the Beijing 2022 Winter Olympics. The BBC's Asia business correspondent Marika Oi has more.
So the House has now passed this bill, which basically bans all imports from Xinjiang. That's in China, where allegedly millions of Uyghur Muslim have been detained in a camp. Of course, Beijing has repeatedly denied that. And that's one of the reasons, of course, why the US has decided not to send any officials to the Winter Olympics in Beijing. So they have now just passed this bill to ban all imports in the House. So the bill now goes back to the Senate, and of course it has to go to President Biden, but obviously it is very much the US putting extra pressure, more pressure on China.
If this bill becomes law, what type of products from Xinjiang could become more expensive or possibly unavailable?
So Xinjiang is known to produce cotton, but that's already been banned by the United States. The region is also known for producing solar panels, so that's probably one industry that will be affected even further. And there have been calls from some of the businesses asking for not a complete blanket ban for all the products from Xinjiang. But obviously, US lawmakers seem to be really determined to put pressure on Beijing, especially ahead of the Winter Olympics, which of course is just around the corner.
The BBC's Marika Oi, thanks very much.
Thank you.
Staying with China, the Chinese property giant Evergrande has defaulted for the first time on its US dollar debt. Evergrande holds more than $300 billion worth of liabilities, and its liquidity crisis has caused wide ripples in China's credit markets as well as global investor confidence. China's government has since moved to prevent debt problems in its property sector from hurting the wider economy. This includes cutting its reserve ratio requirement on Monday. That's the amount of cash banks need to hold. Meanwhile, the US is reportedly planning to put Chinese artificial intelligence startup SenseTime on an investment blacklist on Friday. The firm was supposed to price its Hong Kong initial public offering on the same day. SenseTime is being considered a Chinese military industrial complex company that enables human rights abuses. Despite these developments, Asian stock markets closed mostly higher this Thursday. Hong Kong's benchmark Hang Seng rose 1%, while China's CSI 300 gained 1.6%. In other news, Italy's antitrust regulator has fined Amazon.com $1.2 billion for harmful practices in the e-commerce logistics market. The regulator says Amazon used its dominant position in Italy to promote the use of its own logistics operations to the detriment of competitors. The US retail giant has been expanding its shipping services in Europe. Here in the UK, tens of thousands of farmed birds are being culled across the country because of rising levels of avian flu. There are currently 38 infected sites, the largest number ever recorded. The disease is believed to be spread via migrating wild birds, and the British poultry industry is getting increasingly worried. Claire Marshall has the details.
From swans on the river in Stratford-on-Avon to intensive turkey and chicken farms in Yorkshire and Herefordshire, avian flu is spreading. Dr. Christine Middlemiss told the BBC that it was at a phenomenal level, with more premises infected than ever before. She said it had huge human, animal and trade implications. The H5N1 strain comes from infected wild birds returning to the UK from the north of Russia and Eastern Europe. This year, just a few weeks into the migratory season, case numbers are already more than a third higher than the whole of last year put together.
Claire Marshall reporting. A BBC investigation has found that waste from the UK and other European nations is being burned or dumped illegally in Romania. Millions of dollars can be made from this so-called waste crime because it's cheaper to send junk abroad and dump it than to pay to have it properly disposed of at home. Angus Crawford sent this report from Romania.
Workers drag open the doors of a series of shipping containers. Inside, British waste, tons and tons of it, at a port in Romania.
Jucării, plastic.
Flicking through photographs of the contents, one of the officers from the Environmental Guard points out plastic, electricals, broken toys.
What did you think when you opened them up? Romania is the landfill of Europe.
It's worthless junk which can't be recycled, and it's illegal to export, but cheaper to send here than disposing of it properly in the UK. This was one of many shipments, and other containers did get through. The authorities say some of that waste came to this vast private landfill, now under police investigation. There are mounds and mounds of rubbish stretching into the distance. It's a good job the wind is behind me, because I'm told the smell can be overpowering. The operators tell us that it is only Romanian waste here, but the Environmental Guard are adamant that there's waste from across Europe, including from the UK.
We are shutting the door at all the amount of illegal waste.
The Romanian government has had enough. Secretary of State for the Environment, Andrei Corlan, wants the UK to do more.
I believe that the British government should have also increased the checkings at their border regarding the exports. We're doing whatever we can in our part.
A village outside Bucharest. People are hostile, and we need a police escort, because burning electrical waste for scrap metal has become a cottage industry here.
What we're told is that some of the things burnt here have been brought all the way from the UK.
Octavian Bercianu is an environmental campaigner.
It's destroying the quality of the water, it's destroying the quality of the air and the quality of the life.
The British government says it is very concerned about the illegal trade in waste and has pledged to bring in tougher controls, including mandatory electronic tracking.
Angus Crawford reporting there. And finally, New Zealand is serious about dumping too, but that's dumping smoking. The Pacific Islands will ban the sale of tobacco to anyone born after 2008. Its young people will not be able to buy cigarettes or tobacco products in their lifetime. That's under a law set to be enacted next year. And you can read more about that on bbc.com. In London, I'm Lisa Chi Santarelli with the Marketplace Morning Report from the BBC World Service.
With access to so much information, it's hard to feel like an informed, discerning citizen. That's why on Make Me Smart, which is a podcast from Marketplace, we make it easy for you to stay in the know. Hi, I'm Kai Rizdahl. Every weekday, Kimberly Adams and I unpack the latest from Washington, D.C.
The Senate minority leader has announced that he will step down as the Republican leader.
What's happening in AI? I mean, don't buy at the top, but holy cow, artificial intelligence and all the companies related to it are the hot new thing. And we do the numbers.
So as a refresher, inflation is the rate of increase in the prices of things. It's not just sort of things getting more expensive. It's the speed at which things get more expensive.
Because in a world that's constantly changing, we all need to stay smart. Listen to Make Me Smart wherever you get your podcasts.